You're listening to the Sermon Podcast by Southside Baptist Church in Florence, South Carolina. We exist to know God and to make Jesus known. For more up-to-date information, check us out at southsidenow.church.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Father in heaven, we love you. And Father, we thank you that you are our good shepherd. Father, I thank you for these people. I thank you for this church, my brothers and my sisters, my friends. Father, I am so unworthy to be their pastor. And to experience the love that my family and I constantly experience by and through them. Seeing you love us beautifully and perfectly through them day after day. Father, I'm so humbled. And so, Father, I thank you for this church. Father, I thank you that we're here together. Together on mission for you, living out our days on this earth with purpose, knowing that you have called us to follow after Jesus. And so, Father, I pray that we will be sheep who follow after the Good Shepherd. And so, Father, we love you. And we praise you, and we give you this time and this moment. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. This is a passage of scripture that we all know, I think. But it's a passage of scripture in my life that I come to constantly as a place of remembrance, as a place of hope, as a place of promise, as a place of direction. And as I was thinking through today and preparing for today, knowing that we were going to celebrate beautiful baby girls and commit them unto the Lord, and that we were going to celebrate graduations, those who have worked hard and are taking the next steps in their journey of life, I began to just ponder and think. And the Holy Spirit began to just spur in my heart that what I would want all of us to know, graduates, parents, and all of us as a church family here this morning, is this: the Lord is our shepherd. You know, as I was thinking about graduation, it's been a minute for me. 20 years ago. As a matter of fact, this year. But here recently, I've gotten reacclimated with my academics because my kids are needing help with their homework. And so I find myself doing math that I don't remember how to do. And parents, I don't know what you did before Google, but praise God for Google. And Like, I know how to do that. I just don't remember the exact way. So I Google it really quickly, and I got it. And but within that, we've been reducing fractions this year at different times and reducing those fractions down. And I began to think about life, you know, and so much of our life. I was thinking about graduates, and I was thinking about that time there as I was graduating from high school and as I was graduating from college and all the decisions and all the choices that there were to make. And it felt like everywhere you turned at any given moment, there was always a decision to make. And I began to really think about this and ponder over this, and I came to this realization that every choice we make on this earth can truly be simplified down, reduced down to one or the other ideas of we're either choosing to follow God or we're choosing to follow ourselves. Every decision we make on this earth, there is someone who is a master in that decision. There is someone who is a shepherd leading us within that decision. And the question is God my shepherd, or am I or someone or something else the shepherd of my life? Whom do I trust? Whom do I trust? Trust. This is the question that we must continually ask of ourselves. Do I truly rest and trust my good shepherd, my good Father in heaven? And our lives must show and exhibit that trust. You know, we've all seen the illustration and we've all heard the illustration, but I know right now, without a shadow of a doubt, that every single one of you in this room right this moment trust your chair. Why? Because all of your weight is currently resting on that chair and you trust it to hold you. Where is all of the weight of your life right now resting? In whom do we trust? In this passage of Scripture, David gives us beautiful pictures for the way in which our shepherd, our God in heaven, provides for us as His children. He gives us promises of what it looks like to walk with God in this life. And the beautiful, beautiful picture that he paints for us this morning is the reality that we have a Father in heaven who is our shepherd. I want you to really notice right out of the gate there the possessive nature that David expresses right out of the gate. He doesn't say the Lord is a shepherd. He says the Lord is my shepherd. And so this morning, I want us to just pause for a second and marvel at the very truth and the very reality that the same God who created heaven and earth, the same God who created those beautiful children that we were celebrating this morning, those same God who created the beautiful children that we're celebrating who are graduating and who has grown him in his likeness and are sending them forth, that same God who spoke everything into existence, David says, is my shepherd. And so we have a very personal, intimate God in heaven. See, God did not create this earth and then turn his back and hope that everything would work out and just be just fine. Instead, God created this earth and he placed humans on it, and he, ever since that creation, has been walking intimately with his creation. And so this morning, the very first question we must ask ourselves in thinking about in whom do I trust, we must ask ourselves, is God the one I am trusting? Because I'm going to tell you this, everything else I'm getting ready to tell you this morning is not true if God is not first your shepherd. It can only be true when God is your shepherd. So David says, the Lord is my shepherd. And because of this, everything else is contingent upon this truth. He says, the Lord is my shepherd, therefore I can trust God to provide my needs. Because God is my shepherd, you and I, we can trust God to provide our needs. And so we see here that he says he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. And so I don't know about you, but when I think about these green pastures, I think about lush, just beautiful. I lived in Lexington or near Lexington, Kentucky at one point, and in the bluegrass area there, and just the most beautiful, green, luscious grass you've ever seen. Just gorgeous. And that's kind of in my mind what I think about here in this moment when I think about these green pastures. But the reality of it is where David lived, where he would be keeping his sheep, it was very desert-like. And so there weren't a lot of just lush, green, grassy areas, but instead there were these desert-like areas, and there were hillsides, and the winds would blow the moisture off the Mediterranean Sea, and because of that moisture hitting the ground, there would be little tufts of grass that would sprout. And so the sheep, in those moments, they had to trust their shepherd that he would lead and guide them from place to place to where that grass was sprouting so that they could have food to eat. That he would lead them to those places of water where they would have something to drink. And what I love about this image that David paints for you and me this morning is I think one of the reasons why I think about these lush green gardens of areas is because it's really the way my brain has been conditioned, right? Like we as American people, we want contentment in everything. We want to just wallow in the green grass, right? We don't want to have to move or do anything else once we find that green grass. But instead, we see a picture here of us living our lives daily with God, having to move from need to need to the next need, knowing all the while that our good shepherd in heaven is leading us every step of the way. So there's a movement of faith that takes place within our lives. There is a progression that is continually happening, and our Father in heaven is leading you and me moment after moment to the things that we need. And we can trust him to give us exactly what we need. And what I love is when he gives us what we need, even when we don't know we need it. This is who our God is. He provides our needs, but we can also trust God to provide us with peace. It says he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. We see this beautiful picture. A beautiful picture of laying down and resting in these green pastures and being brought beside still waters. And just as a shepherd provides peaceful rest for his sheep, God too is providing peaceful rest for his children. And so the shepherds, they would literally build stone fenced-in areas for their sheep where they would stand at that gateway and the sheep were able to go in and to rest and to find peace because they knew that their shepherd was protecting them and providing for them in every aspect of their lives. There's so many times in our lives that we are wrestling and we are struggling with fear and anxiety. We're wrestling with the unknown. We're wrestling not knowing what may happen next. But what we do know is that there is a source of peace and there is a source of comfort, and he is standing at the gate protecting us, saying, lie down and rest. Lie down and rest in me. We truly see that the peace of God in Philippians 4:7, the peace of God will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. The peace of God is what guards our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. When we're not seeking God for peace, it's in those moments that our hearts become vulnerable. It's in those moments that our hearts are wide open for attack from the enemy. So God calls you and me to seek him for that peace, to trust him, and to know that he will give us his peace in every circumstance. We can also trust God to provide us restoration. Look there. It says, he leads me in paths of righteousness, or he restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness. And so there's a restoration that God does in our lives. When I was a little boy, it was the coolest thing. My grandfather loved to work on cars in his retirement. And I was 6, 7, 8 years old. And what I remember mostly was that there would be a car that would be delivered to his house. And it looked like a piece of junk. Broken, battered, bruised. It was wrecked. Something bad had happened to that vehicle. And he would take that vehicle off the back of that wrecker. And he would put it inside of his garage. And there that car would stay for months. And he would go in that garage, and he would come out of that garage, and he would go in that garage, and he would come out of that garage. And over time, there would come a day where he would roll the door up on that garage for one final time, and he would pull out a car that was fully restored, ready to serve its purpose and to be driven again. See, this is what God does in the lives of his people. He restores our souls into relationship with him and into the purpose that we were created for. And so our God is a God of restoration. We are saved souls living in a sinful flesh. We will mess up. If I could tell you one thing true this week, you will mess up this week. I will mess up this week. There will be sin that occurs in my life this week, but what I do know is that my good shepherd is a God of restoration. He's a God of hope. And so he's restoring us, making us into his image. And we can trust him to provide us with righteousness. We see that, we understand that righteousness can't be experienced apart from God. In our own strength, there is no righteousness to be found. And when we have this promise from God that if we allow him to be the shepherd of our lives, our pathways will be righteous. I get the pleasure of speaking at baccalaureate at South Florence here in just a little bit. And that's the one thing that I want to tell them today is to not be so focused on the destination and how you're going to get there, but instead focus on Jesus and let him be your destination, and your pathways will make sense. And so when we make Jesus the central part of our lives, when we trust Jesus for everything, then our paths will become righteous. Proverbs 3:5-6 teaches us to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts and in all of our ways, it says, to acknowledge him. And when we do that, it says, he will make our pathways straight. We trust him to provide our righteousness, but we also must trust God to provide us protection. It says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. When the shepherd would lead the sheep, there would be valleys, dark, shadowy valleys that they would have to walk their sheep through. And they knew in the moment that they entered into those valleys that it was only going to be by God's grace that they would step out on the other side. A torrential downpour could come and floods could rise up in a moment. Predators could come over the sides of the hills. Those who might want to steal the flock could come over and attack. And so once they were in the valley, they had to trust that God would lead them through the valley. And see, this sinful world that you and I are living in, it's much like those shadowy, dark valleys. We don't know what's before us. We don't know what awaits and lurks for us up on the hillsides. We don't know when the storms may rage in this life, but we know the one who goes with us. He goes before us. He's behind us. And he's protecting us all of the way. And I love this beautiful image. He says that you are with me. My youngest, Finley, she still doesn't like the dark. And there are times where we'll ask her, hey, will you go down the hallway to this room and do such and such? She said, no, it's dark down there. And as long as those lights remain off, she's not going because there is fear in her heart. But if I stand up and say, hey, I'll go with you, in that moment, all the fear is removed and she is more than willing to go into the darkness. See, I want us to know today that we're going to walk through darkness. We're going to walk through hard times, difficult situations, just as we prayed this morning of a 7-year-old girl who has lost her battle with cancer. You may be dealing with your own personal struggles right now in this moment. There may be issues within your careers, within your families, among your children. Can I tell you something today? You do not have to walk through that valley alone. God goes with you every step of the way. And he is comforting you and providing you protection. So not only protection, but we also get comfort. The shepherd would always carry his rod and staff to protect his sheep. The rod would defend any attacker that may present itself, and the staff would be gently used to pull and to prod the sheep back in the right direction. So you and I can trust God in heaven to know that he will protect us from any evil forces that are lurking in our lives, but more than anything too, he will also protect us from ourselves. When our hearts begin to flare with pride, when anxieties begin to creep in, when we begin to just become lackadaisical in our faith, he'll gently reach out and pull us back unto himself. He's always protecting us. He is always comforting us. And then the imagery shifts as we close this morning. We see that our God moves from being a shepherd to being a host, hosting us at his table. And we see that we can trust him to provide us joy. We can trust God to provide us joy. It says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. See, you and I, we get to sit down at the table with our God in heaven and have communion with him. Every single day of our lives, we are invited into fellowship with our God in heaven. He says, in the presence of my enemies, when this world is raging, when there are so many things that are unknown, so many answers we don't have, so many things that we're confused about and fearful about, he says that the table is ready. And he's inviting us to come and to dine with him and to enjoy him and to rejoice in who he is. And it says that he will provide a blessing over our lives, that our cups will overflow with joy. So you and I, we have this opportunity every day to come to God through his word, to fellowship with him. And he tells us that his word will never return void. And when you and I fellowship with him daily, it says that our cup will overflow. We're looking for all the wrong answers in all the wrong places. Jesus says, come and fellowship with me. And here you will find joy and everlasting peace. He says, we also can trust him for goodness and mercy. Lamentations 3:23 promises us that God's mercies are new each and every morning. Every day of our lives, no matter what happened the day before, every day that we lay our heads on our pillows and we sleep and we rest and we open our eyes to begin a new day, we can know without a shadow of a doubt that God's mercies are new in that moment. Great is his faithfulness. He's a God of restoration. He's a God of hope. So every day we get to walk in the goodness and mercy. And I love here, it says that it will follow me all the days of my life. No matter where you and I go, goodness and mercy will be in pursuit. Graduates, wherever God is leading you in this moment, goodness and mercy will pursue you. It will follow you all the days of your life. Church, wherever God leads you, goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. If you go left, it goes left. If you go right, it goes right. And I love how David says, surely. Like he doesn't hope for this. He doesn't guess at this. He says with full assurance that goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And he says that because God is my shepherd and he provides all of these good things for me, the final thing that we can trust him to provide for us is an opportunity to dwell with him eternally. He says, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. David says that the Lord is my shepherd. And in John chapter 10, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. It all boils down to one of two choices. Am I following God or am I following someone or something else? The Lord desires nothing more than to be your shepherd. But he won't force himself on you. He wants you to come into his presence and to surrender your life before him. He wants you to give yourself to him. For you to know in your heart that you are a sheep in his pasture. And that you need him to lead and to guide you every step of the way. This is my prayer for all of us as the people of God. as we continue to follow God together on mission, to know and to believe that He is our good and providing shepherd. Father, we love you.